All right, guys, got to tell you about the Texas Star Grill Shop. They're celebrating 5 years with a huge sale on all their grills beginning November 1st. We're past that, so it's already started up. They're going to slash grill prices on all the biggest brands like Traeger, Weber, Kamado Joe, Napoleon, Saber, Green Mountain. The Saber grills offer an infrared gas grill, no flare-ups, always moist and juicy meat. Texas Star Grill Shop just purchased a truckload of those grills, and they've got some really great deals on them right now. This Saturday, tomorrow, November 4th, head over to the Spring location. The anniversary sale continues there. Experts from Traeger, DCS, Napoleon, and Memphis will all be at the shop showing off their products and grilling up some delicious food for you guys. And as always, free delivery and assembly. I know because they came out and assembled my grill for free. They're good dudes. Stop by the Texas Star Grill Shop located at Shepherd and 59 in Houston on Luetta in Spring. TexasGrillShop.com. Don't make the big box mistake and think you're getting a good deal when you're really getting a disposable grill. Not at Texas Star Grill Shop. Texas Star Grill Shop, we have your grill.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Proof Rooftop Lounge in Midtown. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
You've discovered Charlie Morton's a valuable piece to your rotation now. You've got a bunch of young guys. I'm with you. I feel like this team is built for the next 2-3 years to contend every year.
I think next 2 years for sure.
Well, the next two years, Justin Verlander's here,
and I tend to believe Keuchel's up, Altuve's up.
That's when they got to start going out to these dudes. Would you expect now that this is a championship-caliber team, would you expect that to change during the offseason? Are you guys going to go out and continue to try to improve this team?
Well, you just proved that it doesn't matter who has the highest payroll. That doesn't equal World Series championships, number one. Secondly, we have the highest payroll in the history of the club. We're really proud of that. The key is not the payroll. To me, it's the makeup of the payroll. And so we believe that the mixing of youth and experience is the key to having a successful ball club.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, live at Proof. And guess what? The sun has gone down.
Oh, it's so great
now. It is awesome up here. So if you're stuck,
I'm not going to lie. When I was telling you at 4 o'clock it was awesome here, I was lying to you. It sucked.
Well, it sucked for us. It was okay in there. I was in there earlier.
I was almost dead at 4:15. And I was like, yeah, guys, come on up. It's great. But it wasn't great. It was miserable where we were sitting. And now it's great. Now that's the truth. The God's honest truth. It's great. Scout's honor.
And just in time to welcome in our friends at SportsMap.
Dilly Dilly.
And if you want to get in, text the show, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jonk Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. And Jonk was trying to make it down here.
Couldn't make it?
I haven't heard from him.
You know why? Because he didn't park in Montrose.
Probably not. Or he did, and he's just now walking. So, guys, if you're leaving this, unless you're going out on 45, if you're on 45, there he is. He just walked in. See? Perfect timing.
Hey, ask and you shall receive.
Just in time.
Jong Lee!
Yeah, there he is, ladies and gentlemen. The legend of Jong Lee in the house. And just want to mention, if you're trying to leave town, forget it. Unless you're on 45, I want you to go north because I need that cleared out in about an hour because I got to go pick up my wife at the airport. So you people get off of 45. I don't care what you do. Just get the hell off of it.
Please.
Or 59. Better yet, I'll take 59 to the airport. So 59 north, you guys go home. Get the hell out. Everybody else, get your butts down here. Hang out at Proof. Great party going on. People are excited.
Dilly dilly.
Went to the parade today. The woos are going off. And you know what? The woos, we're not even bitching about the woos. We don't even care because the Astros won the freaking World Series.
Dilly dilly.
So, David on Twitter asked me if I'm doing Breeders' Cup picks on pregame. If I do any, they'll be free, and they'll be on Houston Sports and stuff. I just don't know if I'm going to get around to them. A lot depends on my plot to pick a fight with my wife when she gets off the airplane so
yes.
I can go over to Coushatta tomorrow.
The best thing to do is just not pick her up and say you forgot.
Yeah, I might do that. We'll see. But the plan is
hard times.
Yeah. What are you going to do? We'll people are very nice.
Everybody wants to get us drunk.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, that's
good, brother. I'm good.
I
appreciate what you got me.
I've hit my limit because I have to bike home.
Yeah.
And then I have to drive to the airport. So
I still got to walk to Montrose.
Oh, you'll sober up by then.
Maybe.
I'm just excited that we're actually
too drunk walking the streets there. Who knows what'll happen? Who knows what'll come of me?
You might make a new friend or three.
That's right.
Yeah.
Better be three.
No, I wasn't talking about length.
I need two to hold me down.
Oh, okay. I thought you just were looking for something small. I think it's very cool that we're at an event and Zhong Li is here.
I know.
Because that is like the number one question we get. Where's Zhong?
I feel like I should even you want me to give up my mic to Zhong for the rest of the show?
No, we got one right here for him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where is Zhong?
He's right there with Therese. Zhong, get up here. He's ordering a drink.
Oh, he's trying to get wasted.
He's ordering a drink for his future wife.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to have to so school you on how to piss her off and things like that so that you can come
do
radio.
Not yet.
It's early. But by midway through year one of the marriage.
Oh, he's getting beer? He's not even getting liquor.
Yeah.
Well, I thought he was getting crunk. No, he said no. He's not getting crunk tonight. Somebody buy Zhong a shot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need one of y'all to buy Zhong a shot. Somebody's got to do it. Yeah, he needs one.
All right. We can go through the NFL.
Let's do it. Through our plays.
Yeah. As soon as I can open.
Yeah, I can tell you one thing that's happened in the last 24 hours, last 12 hours, I guess, that's given me hope. I'm going to be on the Chiefs this week over the Cowboys.
Yeah.
The line move for Ezekiel Elliott is greater amongst the public than it is in real life. And I'm going to take the Chiefs this week. Especially, I think it's going to get to 3, by the way. It's at 2.5 now. I think it's going to get to 3. If it gets to 3, I'm going to hammer the Chiefs.
Okay. I cannot, for some reason, pull pregame up here. Or my bookie. This is very strange.
Boy.
Did we lose internet?
No,
because I'm getting Twitter.
I'll pull up my jabroni sites. Mm. I know they don't pay us, but
yeah. Well, one of my jabroni sites didn't work. I'm gonna try the other one.
I got one here.
Okay, good. Then you're gonna have to. Yeah, that's very strange that a bar like this would block all those sites.
I don't think they blocked them.
Well, everything else is working.
Fine Dimes is not blocked.
Okay.
All right. Philadelphia -7.
Oh, no. It's something with the internet.
Hosting the Broncos.
I don't like giving up that many points. I kind of like the Broncos a little. It's not a play for me.
Look at you.
I'll tell you what. Can I just say something about Astros colors on women?
My goodness.
The Astros colors.
Let's hear it, guys. Come on.
Look terrific on women.
My goodness.
I have to say, especially the blue, but even the orange. That is one of the... That is an undeniable fact. It's one of the great reasons to go to Astros games. The gray ones, too, yeah. But mostly,
like the gray?
For me, it's the blue. And I have to say, women who wear baseball caps, especially the blue ones, three thumbs up. Three thumbs up. All right, let's get back to gambling. Where were we?
So you're saying Philly's got too many points. They're giving too many points. Seven,
yeah, well, it's just, I don't know what the Broncos are.
I'm willing to bet against Brock Osweiler.
Yeah.
Brock Osweiler sucks. I know all he sucks. I know Vegas actually thinks Brock Osweiler's an upgrade.
Oh, God, no.
I know enough to know that that's not the case. So I'll take Philly -7.
You know what? Okay, I'm going to go with you. I'm not actually playing that. But
Rams -4 at the G-Men.
Give me the Giants. That 4-point home dog against a West Coast team playing a noon game. I know the Giants are crap, but this is one of those that I think that number should be higher, frankly.
Yeah.
So I'll take the Giants here, and I'll feel pretty good about it, and that'll be an actual play for me.
I wanted the Rams, but 4 is too many for me to give, so I'm out on that. I've already told you. Now it's Tampa +6.5. I can't guarantee. My dream didn't say Tampa +6.5. I had a dream. What was it, Tuesday?
Yeah.
That Fred and I were talking. This is the only time I've ever dreamed about. I had a dream that Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman were talking about this week's lines. And I told Fred +7, Tampa +7. And I played Tampa +7.
The Lord has spoken. I will play it as well simply because of that.
You believe in
it. I've had dreams twice in my life about gambling. and one of them was American Pharoah was going to win the Triple Crown, and that was before the Kentucky Derby. And that came true.
Good
and,
for you.
And then the other one was was actually Texans-Titans. I had a dream that the Texans just absolutely bent the Titans over. What happened? So I'm 2 for 2 on dreams. I'm going with yours.
Jacksonville Jags -5.5 versus Cincinnati.
I think I like the Bengals to cover here.
The number's gotten too big for me. It was 2.5 earlier.
Yeah, I like the Jags to win, but I think the Bengals cover.
The Jags are a better team than Cincinnati. 5.5, that's more than I want to give. I'm not touching
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they're not that much better than Cincinnati.
No, I liked it inside 3. I'm not liking it at 5.5. Carolina +2 hosting Atlanta.
See, these are two teams that always sucker me in.
Yeah.
And I have bad reads on both of them, which means whatever I pick here is go the other way. So I'll take the Falcons.
Well, great. You've screwed me because I'm on Atlanta -2. I said this earlier in the week. I think Carolina traded away their best offensive weapon midweek. I wouldn't imagine that morale is fantastic for Carolina right now. Atlanta's finally starting to get it together offensively. I'll take Atlanta and give up 2 points.
Yeah, I'll take Atlanta, but I'm holding my nose while I'm doing it because I just don't feel that good about them.
The Houston Texans -6.5 now,
dude,
versus the Colts.
I hammered the Colts at +13. So I right now, I'm like at 6.5. I feel like I've got a gift. Whether I win or lose, I'll take that any day of the week.
I couldn't get 13. I waited too long.
Yeah. Well, I did it before Watson got hurt.
I got 10.5.
Ooh, I like that too.
10.5 feels like plenty against the Texans. I think this Texans team is a total train wreck right now. The Colts aren't bad. And the Colts have a quarterback advantage over the Texans right now.
No, the Colts,
Jacoby Brissett is better than Tom Savage.
Look, the Colts aren't good. Let's not.
They're not. They're bad. Yeah, they're bad. But they were bad last week, and they gave up 13 points. That's too many.
Yeah, I think here's the play. No Texan fan wants to hear this. Colts money line.
I think you're
Colts
right.
Money line and
+under. +240, by the way, right now.
Yeah, I am on the Colts. I would hit them again at 6.5 if that, knowing that Deshaun Watson's out. Deshaun Watson is worth a hell of a lot more than 7 points to this team. I know that's what he's worth in Vegas, but in reality, that guy, they score more than 30 points a game every time he's in. You think Tom Savage is going to get you anywhere near that? You think Tom Savage is going to get you 17?
The Ravens of Baltimore getting 3.5 points at the Titans of Tennessee.
I'm going to take the Ravens here.
It does feel like too many. I feel like those teams are about even. The half point is swaying me, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I like the Ravens. Arizona -2.5 at San Fran. I've already told you I am waiting for 3 points with the Niners. And if the gambling gods give me 3 points with San Francisco, I'm all over it. As of now, it's a pass. Give me 3, and I'll be on the Niners.
I don't really like this game, but right now I'm on the other side, but not enough to bet it.
You like Drew Stanton over C.J. Beathard?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, come on. This is – do you like T.J. Yates or Tom Savage?
Hawks -7 hosting the Redskins.
You know what? Give me Seattle here. I think that offense, even though it's only Russell Wilson, and I know you're on the Redskins, but I think what they're coming down, they're kind of coming around to what they are, which is not a very good football team. And I think the Seahawks are starting to come around to what they are, which is a very good football team. In Seattle, give me the Seahawks.
Normally, buy low, sell high is my right? money. And I'm passing on this game because buy low, sell high would tell me to play the Skins +7.
Right.
And I'm not doing it because I do think Seattle is the play. I'm not playing Seattle.
I haven't decided.
I'm not willing to give 7 points with them.
I'm going to keep an eye on it because I think it might get to 6.5.
If it gets to 6.5,
and I will punch a ticket on Seattle.
But currently, Seattle -7 is -115, and Redskins +7 is -105.
Okay, so that tells you it's probably not coming down.
It's probably going the other way, yeah. So I'll pass. I've already talked about this. Kansas City +2.5 at Dallas. If it gets to 3, I'm all over Kansas City. As of now, I don't know. But I do think that Ezekiel Elliott, because Ezekiel Elliott will play on Sunday. We thought he wouldn't. He's going to play now. I don't really think it matters that much.
No.
I don't think it makes that much of a difference.
And that's one thing I wish we had gotten to
RJ said he tweeted out earlier, Ezekiel Elliott's worth 1 point in Vegas, and even that may be high.
Yeah.
We know if you're not a quarterback, you're not worth more than 1 point very often.
Right.
I mean, it's very rare. But I'll wait for three tomorrow, and if I get Chiefs plus three, I'll be all over it. Raiders, the Oakland Raiders minus three at the Miami Dolphins. What says you?
Well, the contrarian in me says you should bet the Dolphins here because
that's buy low, sell high.
Right. It's definitely buy low. And you're talking about a 4-3 team that traded away its best offensive weapon, very much like what Carolina did. I almost think that's a positive. I think there was a real problem there between Gase and Ajayi, and I don't know what it was. But, yeah, I think the Raiders are the better team. But then again, every time they go east, they lay an egg, except for that game against
Tennessee.
But
it's a night game, like you said.
It's a night game. So I won't play this, but I'm probably with you that I'd lean Raiders. But if you're being contrarian, the Dolphins should be your play. But I'll
be
go
on the Raiders.
I see.
I'll be on the Raiders minus three.
John, you know, you're still supposed to come on air. Quit acting like we didn't see you.
Where is he?
He's right there. No. Not next segment.
The people want him. On Monday, we talk.
Okay, we're way over.
You're not the boss of me right now.
No, you know what? Wait, we got it.
You're not the boss of me.
He's right. We
got
to go to
break. We got one game. I'm finishing the last game.
All right, you do the last game then. Then we're going to break.
Yeah, I'm not dealing with starting over again. Green Bay plus two hosting the Lions. That's on Monday. RJ agreed. I agree. I like Green Bay plus two. I cannot bet against the Packers at home. Unless it was the Patriots or something like that. I'm not giving the Lions. I'm not giving points with the Lions at Green Bay. I can't do it.
You know who sat here and said, I can't bet against Green Bay at home against the Saints and lost his ass?
You?
This guy.
Damn it.
So, good luck with that. Wow. I'll take the Lions.
All right.
Now we'll go to break.
All right. Sports.
What?
Oh, Ben Schoen, my man.
Ben is what you would call a mensch.
Ben is my dude.
He is a mensch.
And I got to tell you, if you are one of these guys that's been affected by Hurricane Harvey, you're dealing with insurance companies right now, and you feel like, man, the insurance company, I feel like they're shorting me. They probably are because that's what insurance companies want to do. They want to pay out less than they should. Life happens, and when it does, you need a friend like Ben Schoen at David Lowe & Associates. You're talking about an experienced attorney with homeowners, renters, commercial claims. He's going to stay by your side and make sure the insurance companies don't try to punk you out. And he's going to try to get you the best payout possible. This is a local guy with specific knowledge regarding the state of Texas. I know because I've sat in the conference room with this guy. He's right here in Texas. He's here to help with you. He doesn't get paid unless you get paid, and you need an experienced attorney by your side. You don't want to deal with an insurance adjuster. And if you go to court, an insurance adjuster can't represent you in litigation. So you need somebody with this kind of experience. That's where Ben Schoen comes in. 832-871-5067. Or DisasterReliefTexas.com, 832-871-5067, or DisasterReliefTexas.com. You have friends to help you get through the tough times at David Lowe & Associates, and that's Ben Schoen. Ben Schoen, David Lowe & Associates, DisasterReliefTexas.com. Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now.
Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Proof Rooftop Lounge in Midtown. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at Proof, having a blast with the after party. And if you're not here, shame bell for you, sir and ma'am. But, hey, you could get your picture taken right now by... Pick me. Michael's sitting right here. You could be having your
He's
picture
waiting
taken.
For you.
Yes, you could be having your – you need to go get your picture taken. And every woman that's here in Astros gear, because they all look good in those colors, get in there and take your picture. And no matter what kind of event you're having, Magic –
So you're saying every chick here is hot?
I am saying every chick wearing Astros gear is hot, yes.
Joel Blank's here still. He's partying with the people.
But
he's pounded so many bottled waters, you wouldn't even believe it. He is like the man. Look at him.
Yeah.
Chug, 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 chug. Look at him. Oh, he's just going to pour
he
it all over
his chest. He can't even open
it. Oh, he's opening it with his teeth.
Oh, really?
Oh! Go, go,
nice.
Go, go,
a bottle
go,
of water.
Go,
this
go,
is
go,
amazing.
Go, go, go.
Yeah.
Look at Joel.
Oh, I think he's going to do it.
Hey. Oh, boo.
He failed.
He's the Joe Musgrove. Of ESPN 97.5.
Finish
he pounds it.
That was water.
Yeah, that was water. And he couldn't even finish it.
Joel's wife doesn't let him drink. It's okay. It's
Joel in Astro gear, not hot. I'll just put that out there. But
Joel's wife doesn't allow him to drink. It's not allowed.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to do a breathalyzer as soon as he walks through the door, so it's understandable.
You know,
Jong's wife will let him drink.
Yeah.
But not too much because she can't drive a stick.
But first, let me finish my plug for Michael.
Go ahead.
So no matter what kind of event you're having, the Magic Mirror photo booth from Pick Me Events, I've got it right here.
No, look at this.
That's a cool photo. You're in that, huh?
I'm in that.
I'm not.
You're not. They didn't want to ruin it.
Let me see that.
They'll take your event to the next level. Unlimited photos, custom animations, custom layouts. I mean, he's got a great setup. I can sit here and tell you about all this crap. Just go check it out.
Who looks the best in there?
You do.
If you don't get your picture taken by Michael, if you don't have him at your event, you're stupid. I'm sorry. That's a fact. That's a Donald Trump fact. You are stupid if you don't use his booth.
I'm using him for my wedding, actually.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, or Teresa's wedding.
Yeah. What's going on, man? It's so good to have you out here for a change.
It's good. It's good. It feels nice to be out here.
Did you get to do any parading?
We tried.
It was too much.
Yeah.
I told you. It's crazy.
We couldn't see the...
It's not worth it.
We were sweating a lot, and we saw like half of a car. Like one of those baseballs, one of those cars with the baseballs on the floaties.
You didn't see anybody wave at you, though?
No. We caught a confetti, though.
That's a wasted day.
I caught one piece of confetti.
Well, that's good.
So I'm going to keep that.
If you didn't see anybody wave at you, you wasted your day.
There were people on top of other people's cars.
What's this shirt you got on your shoulder?
Doug Harris gave this to me. It says, "Go Buck Yourself" with Joe Buck on it.
Oh, interesting.
It has duct tape on his mouth.
Everybody hates Joe Buck.
And then on the back, it has the Houston Astros with the 2017 World Series ring.
Is Doug Harris bootlegging Astros gear?
Is that
what's happening?
No, no, no. He said he was given this, and then he said it was too small for him because it's a small, so he just passed it on to me.
You're the only guy I know who wears a small T-shirt.
Yeah.
You and Todd, who Todd should wear about a large, but he wears a small T-shirt. That's his
He's flicking you off.
I know. That's his Little League softball jersey that he's wearing right now. And
it makes him look like his arms are ripped, and they're really not.
He thinks it still fits, but it doesn't. But that's okay.
It's just because he's wearing a tiny shirt.
Now, this is a very cool event. I've been to Proof before, but not recently. It's changed a little bit. I like the atmosphere. A lot of great people out here. Apparently, I guess it was a lot more packed about an hour ago.
Yeah, it was. And, man, if you haven't been out here, the guys who run it are fantastic. It's just a good setup. And I guarantee you when the weather gets, like, now, awesome out here. In about a month, when we get winter, which will be lows of 70, then it's going to be a great, great place. And they have great concerts. I was so pissed. I was telling Doug, I was logging on, and it showed Walken was here last night.
Oh, really?
And I missed it. I wasn't doing anything. I would have been here. I'd have been rocking with Dawkins, like
back in the 80s.
Rocking with Don. I see what you did there.
That, well, that was their phrase. That was their whole thing. Yeah.
I don't know, but Jong doesn't know about that either. Because I don't know about it, so I know Jong doesn't
Because you're millennials.
It. I'm not a millennial.
No, he's not. I am.
I am not a millennial.
Close enough.
Yeah.
But I actually, though, for all the stuff when you're saying about how much you hate parades, my daughter freaking loved it. And she sent me a text about how much fun she had and how, you know. And
she's lying.
No, she enjoyed it. She did, and I went downstairs and talked to her for a few minutes because she was outside.
With her boyfriend?
I think it's her boyfriend. And it was funny because
Did they kiss in front of you?
No, because he stayed as far away from me as possible. And he seemed like a nice kid. But you could also tell he's like, dude, I do not want to get near that guy because he – and
how old are they? By 16?
We're dropping? We're back. It's a blitz. Summerwood Pharmacy. And if you're one of those guys paying $60 for that little blue pill, I don't know what you're thinking. You know what you can do with $60? You can come out here and buy a bunch of shots for your friends. You can fill up your gas tank. Why are you spending $60 on that simply because you saw some goofy commercial on TV where they're not even in the same bathtub? So that thing's really working? Give that up. Summerwood Pharmacy's right here in Houston. They're a better solution for your performance needs, and it's a fraction of the cost. And same active ingredient. It's from a prescription that's mailed to an address you choose, so it's very – and listen, ladies, if your guy needs this, you can do it too. All you have to do is if you've got a prescription already, just switch over to Summerwood. Call 281-225-4300. 281-225-4300, or go to myedrx.com. That's myedrx.com. You're going to pay a fraction of $60. I mean, think about that. Think about how many more times you can actually get going, right? If you're paying, around $10? Yeah, I'm not good at math, but that's six times. 281-225-4300 or go to myedrx.com. That's myedrx.com, Summerwood Pharmacy.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Proof Rooftop Lounge in Midtown. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here from Proof. And if you get a chance today, a little plug for Houston.SportsMap.com. A lot of great stuff on there. Charlie Palillo wrote a real nice article. And about the Astros, and he will be doing an audiobook, which I hope to have available on Monday, as a matter of fact. He recorded it today. We have a commemorative audiobook that's going to have all the calls from ESPN. So you can celebrate your Astros championship with some great content. Remember every moment of the season with Charlie Palillo. So that's happening. I can't believe he got that done today.
One day.
Yeah. That's a pro for you.
Yeah, and it took me a lot longer than that to do the
Well, it took us both, it took us a couple of weeks to do that.
It took us a month.
At least.
A year.
I don't know how long it took. It was a long time. But, you know, thing is, though, he didn't have to write it. Chris Campisi did a real nice job and wrote it up, and we'll be plugging in the audio over the next couple of days, and hopefully Monday or Tuesday it's going to be available. Also, I want to thank Proof. This place is great. The ownership's great. They were nice enough to give me staycation, so I'm
that's always a good
I'm
thing.
Friends with them, that happens, and been a fun day, and I hope everybody appreciates just how
Barry Laminack's drinking water too.
Yeah,
it's okay.
And our buddy Shannon just walked in, so
hey yeah. Now,
yeah. So actually, Shannon and Roger and I hung out a little bit last night. It was fun.
Oh,
old school.
Look at you guys.
Yeah, but. Randy, I was just curious about your thoughts about the Poker Brat tweet and the Kid Poker response tweet situation over Ferguson. I haven't seen it. I do follow both those guys, but I'll be honest, I have not been on Twitter much. Now that the World Series is over and I can kind of get back to a normal routine, I'll keep up with those things a little more, yeah. But I didn't see it, and I apologize. It's the same thing with the horse racing that everybody's asking me about, same thing with hockey picks. I'm just not able to do them.
You'll
right
get
now.
There.
I will, and after this weekend – once I get a chance to settle in, and by next week I'll be back to a normal routine and everything will be fine. And
how drunk on a scale of 1 to 10 are you getting this weekend?
Well, I don't know because it just depends on whether or not I can pick a fight and get out of town, which would be a 10.
If I went up staying in town, it's probably about a 6 because she's going to want to bike around and stuff.
Oh,
so I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to really get drunk this weekend.
Oh.
I mean, I'm going to have a few because.
Your life sucks, man.
Actually, right now it does.
I guarantee I'm getting 10 drunk this weekend.
Okay, well, I'm probably. I don't know, man. I'm going to see how she feels when we get home. We may go someplace tonight. But
we're about 25 minutes from me being done with work for the week.
Yeah.
This weekend is going to be – my liver is going to hate me so much after this 25 minutes is up.
Well, I the only thing is
you're letting your brain make the decisions.
No, my brain doesn't make any decisions at all anymore.
You're letting your wife's brain make the decisions.
Oh, you know, that's
– pathetic.
It is pathetic. But, no, I honestly my life has kind of sucked lately. It's been a lot of work, and I haven't had a lot of fun. And – you know, but
it's time.
The thing is, and I kind of wrote about this in that article about how we have to be different in these situations. We can't go out and you can't really be a fan. You have to do your job. You have to think, you know, because I'm always even watching games. Like, okay, we're going to talk about this on the show tomorrow. Okay, we have to write about this, and that's really all I've been able to do with the World Series. And I wasn't able to appreciate it until a couple hours after it was over. And then when I did, I got to be a fan for a little bit, and it was fun. But it's been great launching SportsMap. I love the website. I love what we're doing. But, yeah, it's kicked my ass. It's way too much like my old life where I got totally consumed by it and did nothing else. And now that we're past the World Series, I will get it back manageable. Because remember I started bragging to you about how, you know what, I finally got this thing manageable. And then the World Series happened.
Why is Nick Sciarra talking to Corey Seager right now?
You know, I don't know.
What the hell's going on here?
I think he's trying to tell him not to swing at those freaking curveballs inside. Yeah.
He won't stop that.
No, he will not stop that.
Not for anything.
Yeah, doesn't matter who throws them.
Yeah.
With low curves and low sliders.
He's going.
But yeah, so, I mean, yeah, my life has
Was he last out of the World Series?
You know, that's a great question. At that point,
I think he was.
Was it Seager? Somebody will know. Because at that point,
I think he was because Altuve was lined up in the shift.
He was way out, and he was almost in right. Well, he was in right field.
Yeah, I think it was Seager was the last out of the World Series. God. I need to know that.
Somebody
for
will
future
text,
trivia purposes.
Somebody will text that to us. But I admit, at that point, I was already writing stuff and putting it on site and not really paying attention to who was batting.
Okay,
you were
getting ahead of yourself.
Well, yeah, because at that point I knew
Seager.
It was Seager.
Yeah, he said Seager. Okay. Yeah, Jason Verlander there.
Yeah, Jason Verlander. Who is Scott Verlander?
I have no idea.
For some reason, that popped into my head one day, and I'm like, Scott, and I caught myself. I'm like, who the hell's Scott Verlander?
Yeah.
I have no idea. There must be one. He's probably like a banker or something.
Yeah. He's probably like a famous Hoffman.
Yeah, yeah. I bet he's not. Well, he'd probably be the second most famous Verlander. Although, if Kate Upton becomes a Verlander, would she be more? Well, she'd be like one or two, right?
She's got to be up there.
Yeah.
I don't think she'll be Kate Verlander, though.
No, no. He might become Justin Upton.
She's still more famous than him.
Oh, wait. There's already a Justin Upton.
There's already
one. I don't think that would work. Yeah. Damn. Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. And we'll be happy to get your text. Yeah, it was. Everybody says that's who it was. So. Yeah, trying to get Ninja on the mic. You know what? I can tell you what Ninja's take would be right now. You ready? Hey, Ninja, what did you think of the World Series?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's nodding. That's it. He'd be nodding. It's like, I'd love to put him on air. I'd love to get in his head. But no, never going to happen. So.
It's not his thing.
Yeah.
Talking's not his thing.
No.
Except when he says, you've got a read coming up.
Yeah.
He's like, you'll come find me.
No, but honestly, I
need you to come back out.
This is gonna sound terrible. I thought
go back on the air.
I thought all he knew was sign language for the first year, because he'd like wave at me, like, okay, time to get back over here, or going to break. I really thought that. So 713-780-ESPN Soccer Bilal. Now that the Astros won, can we talk about the Astrodome now? No.
That's honestly a good point. There's more history now in Minute Maid Park than the Astrodome. I think we can just tear it down.
I think it's time. Listen, it's time to pull
like
off
now
the
it's official.
Yeah.
It's official. The World Series wasn't won in the Astrodome.
No.
And people were like, yeah, but remember when they played that that dude versus chick tennis match? There's so much history there.
Billie
we've got
Jean
to preserve.
King and Bobby Riggs, yes.
Remember when the Bad News Bears played in the Astrodome? Just tear that piece of garbage down. Seriously. Tear it down and build me a new Astro World.
Exactly.
Build me a damn roller
coaster.
You know
what? If you want to put an indoor Astro World in there, that's fine. Astro World I miss. And listen, man, you guys know my history in this city. I grew up in that building. I'm okay with it being gone.
Who's this for?
Astro World, I would.
You want to meet Carlos Correa?
I would love. I've actually already met Carlos Correa. Cool kid. Do you want me to do the number?
I'm going to do the number.
Okay, you're going to do this person gets to meet Carlos.
Somebody
Correa.
Here gets to meet Carlos Correa.
Yeah.
69. Dilly dilly. 16646.
Crickets.
Mm.
Oh, not so good.
Oh, how about we let that little kid meet Carlos Correa?
I think one of the little kids already won. I don't think we can have two little kids win because it's communism. Up.
Is that you, Crystal?
Is that you, Crystal?
No,
my
she's
God,
got,
she's got 30.
She's got 100 tickets. She thinks
the
she's
hell?
Got one.
What did you do for all those tickets? I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
It's right here. I don't know. They just hand me a thing.
Yeah.
691-6646.
No, she...
No, no. You guys are all losers.
Yeah.
None of you deserve to meet Carlos Correa.
Shame bells across the board.
They're leaving now. They're not meeting Carlos Correa. They're like, we're out of here.
Yeah.
We waited around for this, and we are leaving.
Yeah.
I understand.
We didn't want to hear the blitz. We just wanted to get Carlos Correa.
They were using us for Carlos Correa.
I know, and that's okay. I don't mind being used.
He's a bigger deal than us. A
little bit. But, all right, we're going to take a break.
Sorry, Crystal, you suck.
So close.
So close.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen if that person doesn't show up. We may have to do it again.
Guess what? The Dodgers were close, and they're still losers.
Yes. All right. Quick break.
It's
the blitz.
I'm out.
Yeah, it's getting ugly.
Is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow live from Proof Rooftop Lounge in Midtown. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. One more segment to go, and this has been a lot of fun being out here.
It's the final
even though
countdown.
I'm pretty sure this shirt is going to disintegrate because of all the sweat, but good job, man. See, there you go. Man, I want to thank the guys at Proof for having us out here. It's a great place, and been a fun time. A lot of cool people out here, and I like it because it's close for me. I'm so pissed though about Dawkins. Jesus, how did I not see that?
Rocking with Dawkins, sorry.
Other than that though, good time, man. So so your plan is to get drunk all weekend?
Yes.
Okay. Good luck with that. I think I'm going to do the same thing. Lamont says, come on, they propose an indoor park and Astroworld and the dome is whack.
Yeah, I don't want indoor. I want them to tear down the Astrodome and build Astroworld in its place.
Astroworld was the first time I ever touched a woman's. Yeah. Almost every first was at Astroworld.
Oh, at Astroworld?
Yes. Almost every one of those things. Dude, that was where we used to go to pick up girls. It was awesome. I mean, that was the place. It was like a makeout joint.
What ride was it?
It was behind the what was the older roller coaster, not the Cyclone. No, it wasn't the Cyclone. It was I think they changed it to the Excalibur, but it was something else before that.
Okay.
It wasn't Grease Lightning.
No, Grease Lightning used to scare the hell out of me.
And then there was a chick at a ironically enough a Blue Oyster Cult concert because they had the concert grounds in the back.
Yeah.
That I hooked up with. That was fun. So.
You guys made love to the sound of a cowbell, the sweet, sweet sound of a cowbell?
I think it was during Black Blade, actually, now that I think about it. So, all right, Tyler, play some stupid stuff, man.
Yeah. Stupid stuff.
We've said this week.
One of Josh's interns posted on Instagram for Game 7, had Lance McCullers on the right, wasn't Yu Darvish on the left. Guess who it was?
Who?
Maeda.
Oh, that's so racist.
I was like, oh no, that's racist.
Our people did that?
Yeah.
Son of a...
I wanted to go to a party and actually dress up for once, especially after I saw the pictures of my wife in Chicago dressed up as V from Vendetta.
Did it get you,
Well, no, she's in a different city.
I know Natalie Portman does it for you.
Oh, yeah.
If she shaved her head and sent you a picture of her, it would?
She's not Natalie Portman.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. It's my Mary, my wife bald, not hot. Natalie Portman bald, hot.
Alex.
Wanted to get your guys' perspective on... So now we're entering a very...
Okay. We are entering into a very...
Best call ever.
Yeah, that was rough.
25 runs, is that unprecedented, you know, in the baseball world?
The over-under last night was actually 26.5, so it came in as an under.
The over and under was that much?
Yeah, can you believe it?
I thought it was about 10 or 11.
No, it was 7. The woman was arrested on the airplane for performing oral sex on the man while they were in their seats.
There's a way to do it. I've never done it. I've seen it done. Although it did not involve oral.
A hand?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
easier to
could
hide.
Probably pull that off.
That's an in-flight emergency, though. It's gone! You broke it!
What I need, though, is somebody who is a really good hair person who will dye my hair black and give me an orange streak.
Is the orange streak going to be down the middle?
I want somebody who knows what they're doing. They're going to have to coach me on it. Non-disgusting
How
as possible.
How thick is the orange strip going
to
be?
Again, that's up to the person who does it. I'm letting them
arc. This is going to be awesome. I would make it all black and then do orange ram horns.
I'm not doing that. That's stupid. I don't have a thing here.
My bad.
Yeah, I do have a thing here.
If the Astros couldn't get you hard last night.
Well, I know what can.
Damn.
Oh, boy. I had a pretty cool costume that I don't think most people would have got, but I was going to be a cowboy from hell.
John probably doesn't know that there's a song called Cowboys from Hell.
No, we used it a lot on our Sunday show.
Can you name another Pantera song, John?
I don't think so.
God.
Panama.
Panama?
Is that not? Oh, never
no.
mind.
God, you're not even a Texan anymore, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm not a big rock guy.
Yeah. Stupid stuff.
We've said
this week.
Panama. I'm not a big rock guy.
I'm sorry, but.
Yeah, no bleep.
Honestly, if I can't respect you if you don't know at least 3 Pantera songs. Okay?
Panama. Yeah.
Oh, well. So, this has been fun, man, and I want to thank everybody who came out and hung out. A lot of blitzers, a lot of cool people that we got a chance to meet today. And,
a lot of just regular drunk people who don't even know about our show.
Well, I'm all right with they learned. They were basically...
You're going to learn today.
Yeah, because anytime we said anything positive about these...
You're going to learn.
They're like, oh, did he just make a joke about a penis in front of those kids?
Yeah, that was... That's on me.
Well, I would just say if you bring a kid... Get your kids to the bar, you got to kind of expect that maybe they're going to hear right. that. You know, it's not, I mean, this isn't Shoney's, you know. But, yeah.
If this was Shoney's, I would have eaten so many pancakes already. So many pancakes.
I wonder what happened to that pizza that Ninja asked me about, and I said, yeah, I'll take some pizza.
Yeah.
And
Fred was like, yeah, I'll eat some pizza.
Yeah,
no,
never showed up. Take care, Nick.
See you, man.
Nick Sciarra in the house. Well, not for about...
No, he's on his way out the door.
17 more seconds. Yeah. So, anyway. But, you know, it's going to be kind of back to a normal thing on Monday. How long do you get to celebrate? Like you said 10 years, but in reality, how long do you keep celebrating and partying and wooing?
22 years.
Wow.
22 years. Because I still hear people like, oh, Houston sports isn't so bad. Rockets won back-to-back. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I remember that. That was so awesome when I was 15. Like, I remember that. And
Neither of my kids was born.
I texted all my friends about it. Just kidding. I didn't text because texting wasn't invented yet. If
you know what else wasn't invented? What was barely invented was the internet.
I posted it on Facebook. No, I didn't post it on Facebook. I didn't post it on Instagram. No.
What was the goofy one before Facebook?
MySpace.
MySpace, yeah, geez. We didn't even have MySpace then.
Yeah, if we did,
Carlos Correa would be in my top eight. Like, agreed?
With that one guy who was always your friend?
Yeah.
Was his name Tom?
Tom was your friend from MySpace.
God. I was on MySpace for about 2 weeks.
Honestly, as soon as MySpace ended, Tom never called me back. I don't know how he was in my top eight to begin with. Like, we weren't even real friends. It was just
one night, man.
In hindsight, Tom's kind of a D word. I mean,
that's what happens when you have these one night stands. Yeah. I mean, they never call you back. It's a shame. I mean, I enjoyed it. I think that's what he did. He just went around and sexed everybody.
Yeah.
Well, oh, man. So what's your biggest play for the weekend?
Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
I love Virginia Tech, -2.5 at Miami. I've told you all year long I'm waiting for the next 2 weeks. I don't know what number I'll get next week with Notre Dame against Miami, but I can almost assure you I'll be on Notre Dame. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for this. So, yeah, I'm hammering Virginia Tech this weekend.
I have a couple of plays that I want to share with the people, but I can't seem to pick them up on my phone. Oh, here we go. Well, you know I'm on the Colts, but I am strong on Aggie this week.
Are you really?
+15.
I kind of like that, too.
Yeah, I feel like that's way too many for Kyle Field. And I know Auburn's good, and Aggie has quarterback issues, but I can't see them getting beat by 15 at Kyle Field. I really can't. And I think they're going to play a lot like they did against Alabama. They're going to keep it close. It's going to be a touchdown game. So I think that's probably my best play of the week.
All right.
I've got some others on pregame, and like I said, all that money's going to hurricane relief. And then if I do horse picks, it just depends, man. I honestly don't know if I'm going to have time. I don't know. I mean, if the wife's going to sleep all day, I'll have horse picks up in the morning. I just don't know. So they'll be free. I'll put those on Houston Sports and stuff. All right. Well, I guess we're out of time.
Well, it's been a fun championship week with you, Fred.
It has been, and this has been exciting, and I'm so glad that the city of Houston got to experience this.
I am too.
I'm glad
we're a bunch of losers around here. We needed this.
And, you know, I'm really happy that my daughter, who really is a big Astros fan, got to experience this and enjoy it. And I kind of feel like this is great for the city. It's great for the people. And I'm happy. So I'm happy for them more than anything. All right.
Thanks to Reed Ryan. Thanks to RJ Bell.
Those guys were great. I want to thank Ninja for keeping us on the air without saying a word. I want to thank Tyler for jumping in for Jong. Jong for coming on the show. He was great. AJ was always great.
Always.
I was okay.
Damn right.
I want to thank Joel Blank for failing to chug his water. That was
He almost got there, though. He got like 3/4 of the bottle.
Spittle. He got the spittle. All right. You guys have a great weekend. We will see you back on Monday. Until then, stay sportsy, bitches.